The request was fairly straightforward. We wanted copies of office calendars for the leaders of the House and Senate, Democratic and Republican caucuses. We also asked for emails or other communications related to the state budget or education funding. The answer back was, the legislature does not have any public records that are responsive to your request. That doesn't mean the records don't exist. Effectively, the lawmakers were saying, we're exempt.
It's not really even an exemption. It's actually a part of the definition of public record.
This is former Republican State Representative Toby Nixon, who now heads the Washington Coalition for Open Government. He says there's a narrow definition of what constitutes a legislative public record.
And then there's a large swath of records, basically any records that are in the possession of a legislator, their communications, their calendars, other things they have in their office that are not considered public records by definition.
This troubles Nixon.
Sunshine is the best disinfectant, right?
Washington isn't the only state where lawmakers shield their records from disclosure. Last year, the Associated Press made public records requests of lawmakers in all 50 states. Those requests were denied in part or in full in more than 35 states. Among the states that do require lawmakers to release their records are Oregon and Idaho. So does Arizona, where Morgan Lowe works as an investigative reporter at CBS 5 Television in Phoenix.
One of the things that I find interesting about lawmaker emails, and one of the reasons I think they're so important as public records, is they give you an idea of the mindset of the lawmaker and the intent behind legislation.
Lowe gives the example of an Arizona state senator who made national headlines in 2010 for his efforts to require local police to enforce immigration laws. Lowe wanted to know what was happening behind the scenes, so he requested the senator's emails.
And what we found out from his emails was that he was preparing to author another bill that would take away birthright citizenship here in Arizona.
That became a story on the evening news.
We looked through hundreds of emails sent to and sent by State Senator Russell Pierce.
Now, in Washington, nothing prevents lawmakers from voluntarily releasing their records. We asked the four top legislative leaders to do that after they denied our initial request for records. Through their lawyers, they said no. The lawmakers also declined our requests for interviews for this story. Speaker of the House Frank Chop did issue a one-line statement. It reads, I'm open to reviewing how the Public Records Act applies to the legislature after session adjourns. House Republican leader Dan Christensen said he's open to that too.
House Bill 1595, the clerk will read.
This year, the Washington House is advancing legislation related to the state's Public Records Act. It's sponsored by Republican Terry Neely, and it would let local governments deny some broad requests for public records and charge fees for others. Neely says he's trying to relieve cities and towns from harassment and expenses. Asked if legislative records should be public, Neely says he has those same concerns.
And so that's why I'm a little extra cautious on how we design it to fit the legislature. But having said that, we're just like everybody else, so they'd be treated like everybody else.
But it's clearly a touchy issue. Former state representative Toby Nixon says when he was in the legislature, he was pressured to withdraw a bill he introduced to require that legislative records be made public. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.